When two or more politicians have gathered this fall, almost always the creation and retention of jobs have been major talking points. Each candidate for lieutenant governor worked during the KET forum to convince viewers their running mate offers the best employment strategy. Former Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson, running alongside Governor Steve Beshear, bragged about incentive plans that offer state tax breaks to existing businesses. Abramson claims the program created hundreds of jobs for small businesses, but independent D. Riley, who shares a ticket with Gatewood Galbraith, was not impressed.
Well, you know what? We're 100,000 jobs short, and I really appreciate the 350 there and the 150 here, but that number doesn't equal the 100,000 jobs we've lost.
But that's what you have to in this day and age. You hit a home run with Ford Motor. You hit a home run with General Electric. You hit a home run with UPS expansion. But you got to do it singles and doubles and triples to putting it in the World Series perspective.
Agriculture Commissioner Richie Farmer, who is the GOP candidate, chimed in, saying Kentucky lost tens of thousands of jobs during the Beshear administration.
Obviously, with 100,000 less people working today than was working when he took office, then obviously there's more that has gone than has been created.
Both Farmer and Riley say now is the time to act. The Republican ticket wants to eliminate personal and corporate income taxes and rework the state's system of sales taxes. Abramson argues such a change would significantly bump up the sales tax. The former mayor says the Kentucky economy is still fragile and can't handle significant tax reform. Riley joined the Galbraith ticket after spending time in Utah helping develop ski resorts. Coming home to Kentucky, Riley says she noticed numerous missed opportunities.
There's fishing, hunting, hiking, mountain biking, non-motorized trail development. None of that has been developed in the state of Kentucky. And these are mega industries that bring in mega dollars.
Riley adds there are a number of ways to bolster Kentucky's economy.
We need to invite in a private-public sector model rather than, you know, this reliance on government funding and so on. We can do that. But we need to do so through expansion, resort, recreational development in Appalachia, the expansion of the medical community in the western part of the state, bioindustrial development, and then strong support for entrepreneurship, small businesses, and employment.
Richie Farmer talked about gains in the Kentucky Proud program, the marketing effort for products grown or made in Kentucky. He says the program has gone from a couple dozen producers to over 2,800 and $500 million in retail sales. During the campaign, Farmer has been criticized at times for his use of public funds while traveling on state business. A caller asked him about overnight stays within the state of Kentucky. Farmer explained the state fair, for instance, offers a once-a-year opportunity.
You know, there's functions from daylight to dark there during that time. So I don't have any qualms about, you know, things that we've done to promote agriculture.
Democrat Jerry Abramson says Kentucky could benefit from an expansion of community colleges. Following the hour-long KET forum, Abramson said initially such an expansion would focus on existing schools.
So as funds are available, I think you'll see expansion of existing sites, and I'm not aware of a new one that would need to be. Although Bullitt County is making a pretty good argument that just having five little rooms in somebody's private business when they've got 400 people waiting in line to be a part of the community college is certainly something to look at.
D. Riley and Farmer agree education is key to economic development. Of course, there are other political questions to ponder. Gatewood Galbraith, in the last gubernatorial debate, claimed if reelected, Governor Beshear would step down midway through his term, clearing the way for Abramson to take over. Last night, Abramson simply said it's not going to happen. As to the prospects of running for governor 4 years from now, he was not as firm.
Well, let's see what we do for 4 years if I get the chance to be lieutenant governor. I look forward to the opportunity to make Kentucky as good as it can be with the best governor that we can have, Steve Beshear, and we'll worry about that, check with me in 4 years.
Many polls have shown the Williams-Farmer ticket trailing the incumbent by double-digit margins. Farmer admits there's still a lot of campaigning to do.
People are a little bit disgruntled about the way things have gone and, you know, what's going on in the federal government and things in general. But I think the key is just making people aware that we can win and that we need their help and we need them to get out to the polls and vote. And I think if we do that, then, you know, I think there could be a surprise waiting ahead.
The answers will come 2 weeks from today when Kentuckians go to the polls. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.